Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
On a scoop pass to Bauer, and then it's knocked away. Ball is loose, and it's finally run down by Callahan. Lori digs to the hoop, lays it up and in, and a late foul on Zwiener.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs battle the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Here's Janicek trying to go one-on-one off the dribble. Dishes it off the baseline to Reese. Back up top, Pritchard for three more. And three more in the bank for Caleb Pritchard.
Overton hits the road for their third straight game while Pleasanton begins a three-game homestand tonight. It's the Eagles and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, the new Texie pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Scene.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Pleasanton High School. It's time now for Classic Hits coverage of Fort Kearney Conference basketball action as the Pleasanton Bulldogs take on the Overton Eagles. Doug Good, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Getting a little bit of a later start than the original schedule. JV games got started late, and we're ready to play some basketball here where the Overton Lady Eagles are off to a 2-1 start, and that's without their tall post player, Grace Eklund, who played last year, elected not to come out for basketball this year. They only have 9 girls suited on the varsity team here for first-year coach Chris Blecka. Of course, when Glenn Snodgrass left to coach the York football team, they also needed a new girls basketball coach at Overton, and Chris comes in to take over the duties, and they're off to a 2-1 start with wins against Arapahoe and Axtell, 2 quality wins. Their loss came to undefeated Loomis, 48-38, the second night of the season. For Pleasanton, they had a rough year last year, just getting a couple of wins, and this year they're off to an 0-3 start, but significant improvement in their second weekend after the first weekend, where they scored a total of 40 points in 2 games. They scored 53 in the 7-point loss last week to Elwood, so they only have 3 games they have in the books right now for each team. But Coach Brenda Page says they played a lot better the last game, and she's hoping that that carries over into tonight's game against Overton, who will be one of the top teams in the Fort Kearney Conference. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're always on the web as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So if you've got someone outside the listening area that has a sister or a granddaughter or a daughter, whatever the case may be, playing guys game later, let them know, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to Pleasanton. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the numerous seasons that we've been covering it here on Classic Hits. Don't forget that there's also basketball later tonight on ESPN 1460. The Kearney Bearcat boys are in Grand Island to take on the Islanders. Pre-game around 7:30, tip-off at approximately 7:45. Also tonight, the St. Cecilia and Sutton boys play at 7:45 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Overton Lady Eagles, number 13 is a 5'6" sophomore, Kinsey Edox. Number 21, 5'6" senior, Lori Callahan. Number 25, 5'5" senior is Paige Smith. Number 31, 5'3" junior is Chelsea Brown. And number 35 is a 5'8" sophomore, Madison Beavers. The head coach of the Overton Lady Eagles is Chris Blecka, assisted by a couple of former Eagles, Madison Ayton and Alicia Carpenter. They're 2-1 on the season. For the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, number 12 is a 5'2" senior, Courtney Dowell. Number 22 is a 5'4" sophomore, Mallory Pates. Number 24 is a 5'2" sophomore, Mickey Ahrens. Number 52 is a 5'5" junior, Brenna Siebert. And number 54, 5'10" junior, Mariah Zwader. The head coach of the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs is Brenda Pates, assisted by Kaylee Randall. Pleasanton, looking for their first win, has started 0-3 on the season. That is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader tonight from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs take on the Overton Eagles. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Talk to Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're back after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
We're ready to play basketball as Overton in the traveling blue uniforms with white numerals and trim will be moving from left to right. The home white and red trim of the Pleasanton Bulldogs will be moving from right to left. And you're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Pleasanton Overton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Boys game will follow between a Pleasanton team that starts in the top five of the state rankings, but they've been pretty banged up. And for Overton, they're also in the state's top ten. And had just a bad half against Loomis, who's a very good team, and they come in 2-1. Pleasanton's 1-2, trying to get through some injuries. Right now, though, we're ready to put the ball in the air. Let's get this underway as Beavers will jump center against Sweener, and the ball tipped into the hands of the Overton Eagles. So they run against a man-to-man defense here. The Pleasanton Bulldogs get it on the left elbow to Lori Callahan, who's played for 4 years here for the Eagles. They dump it down the low block, turnaround jumper off the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Pleasanton's Siebert. Brennan gets the basketball into the hands of Mickey Ahrens. Now Kelly Bauer, who would be your starter and most likely your point guard, out at the start of the season with injury, could be for quite some time. And so you've got the guards of Dowell and Ahrens and Pates to run the show with Siebert and Zwiener down low. And Zwiener can come out around that three-point line and knock down outside jumpers too. Last year, Pleasanton had one of their better games against Overton at Overton. And the ball will be tipped, and they're giving the ball to Pleasanton. They pointed one way and gave it to the other team, so I don't know what the situation is, but it is Pleasanton basketball. As they dump it down low to Zwiener, she dribbles in. Shot goes off the bottom of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Lori Callahan. Callahan will push it up the floor, give it to Enox. Right side, now into the paint. There's a turnaround jumper knocked out of there. Making the steal is going to be Mallory Pates. Overton turns it over. Looked like she was going to be wide open for a jumper in the lane, and Pate slapped it out of there. Aaron's with it now. Works it on the left side. Kicks it in the corner. A three-pointer by Siebert is off the iron. No good. Long rebound run down by the Bulldogs. And tracking it down will be Courtney Dowell. One of the starters last year for this Bulldog team. Aaron's on the left side. Gets back down into the corner to Siebert. Holds the ball. Shot a three there just a moment ago on this possession. Now the ball's tipped away. Enochs makes the steal. Enochs to the other end, and she'll be fouled. Dowell's going to commit the personal foul. And Kinsey Enochs will go to the line looking for our first points of the basketball game. Marty Crotchell and crew taking care of the basketball games tonight. And our two-man officiating crew. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is short off the front of the iron. No good for Enochs. Just underway, 6:19 to go, first quarter of our girls' contest as we got the late start here. So if you're tuning in, that's why we are at the 6:19 mark. Second free throw is on the way, and it will not go. The rebound brought down by Siebert. And the pass deflected away as Overton tries to put on some pressure in the backcourt. And now that Pleasanton has to take it out of bounds, full court pressure. 1-2-1-1 zone. They'll get it into the corner to Ahrens. Ahrens loses her dribble, goes to the floor, got rid of the basketball into the hands of Siebert. And Brennan will pass it into the front court to Dowell. They'll get into their offense here. Zone defense, and the ball stolen away. Steal made by Enochs. Enochs gets it up ahead, trying to get it into the hands of Brown. Knocked away, out of bounds. It'll stay with Overton. Overton will take it out of bounds in front of the Pleasanton bench here. Scoreless through the first 2 minutes of our ball game. And Overton scoring in the 50s in their two wins. Had 38 in their loss against Loomis, and they turn it over on the inbounds pass. Pleasanton with the steal. Into the front court with it is Ahrens. Gets it in the corner to Pates. Back to Ahrens, and as she drives in, a foul will be called on the Eagles. It's going to go against Chelsea Brown. First foul of the basketball game on Overton. And they'll call it before the shot, so it'll be Siebert to throw it in from underneath her own hoop. Takes it into the corner to Zwiener. They sag off her. Now she dumps it back to the hands of Courtney Dowell. Kicks it out for a three-point bucket. It is no good. Fight for the loose ball. Siebert's going to win that battle. Her third rebound already. Kick it out on the wing to Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens kicks it back over on the right side as they play outside that three-point arc, trying to find a post player inside the paint. Sweetener slides down. Good inside position, but reaching around and tapping the basketball away will be Beavers. And Pleasanton turns it over. And to the other end, the ball knocked away. So not a lot of fluidity, is that a word? Not a lot of fluid play right now in the ball game. On the steals, you're getting it knocked out of bounds. Here, Overton on the inbounds pass will find Beavers, gets the short jumper up and in, and we have our first points of the basketball game. 2-0 as Pleasanton will break the press. Mallory Pates with the dribble into the front court, now slows it down, kicks it back to the top of the circle to Dowell, over to Ahrens for the three, no good. Rebound brought down by Callahan. Lori will push the ball up the floor. Outlet pass underneath the hoop. Layup is no good. Hit the iron there from Smith. And the rebound brought down by Courtney Dowell, and trying to get out of there. They say she walked with the basketball. So four turnovers here in the early going for Pleasanton. And Overton will throw it in underneath their own hoop, stacking everybody on the right side of the lane. Looking to throw it in is Brown. Goes all the way up top to Callahan. And Lori will hold the ball. Off the screen now, has a little room to the right side, but Ahrens will catch back up to her. Up top to Enochs. Swings it over to Callahan, well out on the right side. They're trying to get the ball into Beavers. Overton not moving too quickly right now. Off the dribble, the ball goes bounce past Callahan. Backside foul. Lori will go to the line as the screen worked and got the Pleasanton defender there just a little late. It's going to go on Mickey Ahrens, her first, and the team second. Callahan at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Takes her time and puts the first one on the way, and it is good. 3-0, Overton. And we await the second free throw here from Lori Callahan. Second free throw now is on the way, and it is good. So Lori hits them both, makes it 4-0 Overton, with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. And now a foul on the press by Overton, forcing Ahrens to bite it. going to be called on Lori Callahan. Her first, team second. And our first substitution of the ball game, Miranda Farley checks in here for Overton. Bulldog basketball in the backcourt. They'll throw it in with Mickey Aarons getting it to Dowell. Sees the double team, stops, gets to Sievert, comes across the timeline. Sweener is open at the free throw line, so she takes the jumper, will not go, and the rebound brought down by Paige Smith. Overton wants to run. They get the ball down the floor for a quick little jumper by Brown. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Pates. She'll get it into the hands of Aarons. And up the floor come the Bulldogs, but Overton's done a good job of getting back defensively in this ball game. Sweener free throw line out to Aarons, top of the key for three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by the Overton Eagles. And to the other end, they get it to Brown. This time the layup is up and in. Chelsea with her first bucket, and Overton now up 6-0, and Pleasanton turns it over. Fifth turnover. Overton can't attack, though. They don't have the numbers, and so they'll slow it down. Give it off to Farley. Swing it right side. Brown, 10-footer, no good. Off the front of the iron. Long rebound comes out to Dowell. Dowell tries to beat everybody back. She does, and the layup is good. And Pleasanton is on the board, 6-2, with 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. As Smith, Brown, hustles it into the front court. Tries to get it to Smith, and stepping in, Mickey Aarons will get the steal. Aarons brings the ball up the floor, down the middle circle. She'll give it off on the left wing to Sievert. Dumps it down into the corner to Mallory Pates. Pates just holds the ball in the corner, working it around the perimeter, trying to post up Zwiener. Rotate her to the high post. Sliding through the baseline is going to be Pates. Mallory will take it now out in the right-hand corner. Quick reversal over to Aaron. 16-footer, no. Rebound, it's still loose, and finally grabbed by Overton. And Paige Smith has her third. Outlet pass to Enochs in the front court. And a timeout going to be called here by the Overton Lady Eagles with 2:39 to go in the first quarter of play. Your score is Overton 6, Pleasanton 2. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Misco Sports on the Brinks of the downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Misco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Misco Sports on the Brinks, downtown Kearney.
2:39 remains here in the first quarter, 6-2, Overton. Coach Bo Pelini had his after-practice get-together with the media today and didn't say much, didn't comment on Mike Caputo's situation, saying every situation's different, and has not made a decision on a defensive coordinator, apparently. So no news, I guess. Back to action here, Overton on the inbounds, works their way to the right side. Callahan, bounce pass into Smith, and Page will lay it up and in. 8-2, Overton. Bulldogs bring the ball into the front court. Into the game is going to be Alyssa Stubbs here for Pleasanton. Up top, Dowell. Bounce pass in the right-hand corner to Pates. Mallory back up top. They'll go to Taylor Nichols, who's also checked in. Working up top, Courtney Dowell has the ball knocked away by Enochs. Has to go back and get it. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 8-2 Overton. Into Zwiener, and as she turns towards the hoop, she's going to be hacked in there by Callahan. That'll be her second. Little mismatch there. But Overton really doesn't have a lot of tall players. Beavers at 5'8 is the tallest, and she's going to come back in here, and Callahan is going to have to check out. Ready to shoot two free throws is going to be Pleasanton's Mariah Zwiener. And the first one is on the way, and good. Coach Pelini saying, I make the decision that, first of all, is in the best interest of our program. The second of all is the best interest of each kid. I handle each situation separately, differently, and look at the facts and make that decision that's right. So that's what he said about Caputo today, as Wiener makes both free throws, and it's 8-4 Overton, a minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. Man-to-man defense still being applied by this Pleasanton Bulldog team. Enochs comes off the screen, drives the right side of the lane around Zwiener, up and in. Nice play by Kinsey Enochs with her first bucket. Well-executed play, and Zwiener has it at midcourt. Gets it into the front court to Pates. Needs somebody to pass it to. She's used her dribble. Swings it left side to Stubbs. Stubbs starts to drive and is cut off there by Paige Smith, so they'll kick it back out top. Overton has went to the man-to-man defense as well. Left wing with it is going to be Pates. Down low, Zwiener on the left block. Jumper no good. Offensive rebound thrown back up and in by Alyssa Stubbs. Stubbs with the offensive put back. The lead at four again for Overton. 10-6 as we approach the one-minute mark to go here in the first quarter. Kinsey Enochs into the front court. Gives it off to Smith. Smith working the left wing. Gets it inside to Beavers. Beavers backside. Brown's open. Short jumper won't go. Beavers rebound. Back up and in. That is going to be Paige Smith with the offensive put back. Her second bucket and four rebounds already. Pleasanton wants to put a little attack on this press. They're going to hustle up the floor, and the ball is going to be deflected away off of Dowell, and Pleasanton turns it over. For the Bulldogs, we're going to see a couple of substitutions as Zwiener comes out for a breather and Mickey Ahrens returns in. Also back in is Brenna Siever. 40 seconds to go here in quarter number one, 12-6 Overton. Both teams got off to a slow start. Overton has warmed up a little bit more here over the last 4 minutes. Up top with it, Enochs. Left side of the low block. Got it to Brown. Off the glass, up and in. Second bucket for Chelsea, and it's an 8-point Overton lead at 14-6. Up the floor with it comes Ahrens. She'll kick it into the right-hand corner. Now have it knocked away, and another steal. As Overton's got a chance now for one more shot, as the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds here by Pleasanton. 12 seconds to go in quarter number one. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Pleasanton Overton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here as Overton's got the ball with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side they go to Brown. Brown attacks the right baseline, got by the defender, put the jumper up short, no good. Enochs, offensive rebound, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. With your score, the Overton Lady Eagles, 14. And the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, 6. We'll be back with second quarter action right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Doug Duda back with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns from Pleasanton, as we get ready for quarter number two here in our Fort County Conference girls matchup. Overton 14, Pleasanton 6. Turnovers in the first quarter, Pleasanton at 7, Overton 3. Rebounds, 8 for Pleasanton, 7 for Overton. Three-point shooting, Overton didn't attempt one. Pleasanton was 0-4. Free-throw shooting, 2-4 for the Eagles, 2-2 for the Bulldogs. Three different players with 2 points for Pleasanton, trying to change that. Mickey Ahrens, and she does. Now four different players with 2 points for Overton, four apiece for Smith and Brown. 14-8. Overton leading it by 6 here, and they get their first possession of the second quarter. Enochs to the high post, looks for the cutter, finds it. Smith underneath, shots blocked by Ahrens. Got it back, though, and it's going to be up and in by Miranda Farley after the shot was blocked down low by Ahrens. And here comes Pleasanton to the other end, and another block shot. Enochs able to knock it away from Courtney Dowell as she was headed to the hoop. Now Lori Callahan returns to the lineup for Overton with a couple of early fouls, so she'll have to be careful for a while here. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in will be Pates. Pates gets it in tight to Dowell. Dowell in the paint has too many tall kids around her. Then she has it blocked and taken away, and a foul will be called. So Dowell commits her second foul. Enochs with the block and the steal. And checking into the ballgame for Pleasanton will be Taylor Nichols. And Dowell will check out. Each team with three team fouls. Callahan has two for Overton, and Dowell has two now for Pleasanton. As Enochs brings it up, a left-hand dribble out on the wing to Callahan. Guarded there by Aarons. Back up top, Enochs has it. She's free of her defender. Gets it down low to Callahan on the block. Puts up a wild shot. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Mariah Zwiener. Zwiener will hand it off to Aarons, and Pleasanton gets a shot here to the high post. Zwiener. Zwiener hits the cutter. That's Sievert. Drives in off the square and in. Nice play by Brenna Sievert off the assist from Mariah Zwiener. 16-10. Overton keeps that lead between 6 and 8. Now going for the steal and getting it is Pates. Pates can't get up the floor, though, because after she knocked it away, she dribbled in, and a couple of dribbles will get a timeout for Pleasanton. They want to take a 30-second timeout. 6:30 to go here in the first half of play. It's 16-10, Overton on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Don't forget the college football bowl season begins tomorrow on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 at 1 o'clock. Wyoming's Cowboys take on the Temple Owls in the New Mexico Bowl. Then it's the Idaho Famous Potato Bowl with Ohio, coached by Frank Solich, and, of course, Noah Keller, Kearney High. And they'll take on Utah State. And on the inbounds, a three-pointer, Mallory Pates is up, and it is in. First three-pointer of the game for either team. And it's 16-13, Pleasanton within three. Looking around the perimeter, the shot going to be blocked by Mickey Aarons at the top of the circle. And it's grabbed before it goes out of bounds, and here comes Pleasanton. Another three ties the game, and Aarons trips, trying to dribble it between her legs. The ball's loose. Overton has it. They're on the ground. Scrum for it, and finally they clear it. Pleasanton's ninth turnover. And Overton will get it to Callahan. Back out Enochs. Over to Callahan. 16-foot jumper off the front of the iron. No good. Mallory Pates, the only person on the weak side to get the rebound. And she'll bring it up the floor right side. On the wing to Nichols. Taylor holds the ball up top. Aaron, she'll try the three for the tie. It's too strong. Rebound. Yanked down there by Overton and Madison Beavers. The outlet pass not very clean, but Overton does grab it. Callahan up ahead to Brown. Back to Callahan. They'll reverse it left side. Beavers on the elbow. Inside to Lori. She'll put up the one-hand jumper. No good. Ball hits the floor. And we still got to fight for it. We're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Overton. And Aarons will check out of the ball game. 5:16 to go here in the first half. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report as Overton dumps it in, and Madison Beavers has a point-blank jumper that she'll knock down. 18-13 Eagles. As I was saying, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will preview the boys' game, first half stats of the girls' game, and a lot more. So stay with us here on Classic Hits. Into the ball game for Pleasanton, Kara Dowell, a 5'2 sophomore, and she gets it back up top to Pates, swings it over to Nichols on the right wing. Couple of dribbles, now decides to try and attack, dumps it down to the low block, driving in Dowell, but there's a definite height advantage for the defense, so she'll kick it out to Seaver. Her shot no good, and the rebound brought down by Overton, and a foul called as Lori Callahan grabs her fourth board. Foul's going to be called on Taylor Nichols. That'll be her first and the team's fourth. 18-13 Overton, 4:38 to go here in the first half of play. Doug Duda with you from Pleasanton for this Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. Saw a good one last Friday night in the Fort Kearney Conference. Now we're hoping to see another good one here tonight as the ball is tipped away. They go for the steal. Can Dowell save it? Nope, it got out of bounds before she could run it down at midcourt. So Overton will inbound it here with no pressure at midcourt. Get it to Enoch. Stops at the top of the circle. Get it inside. Callahan on the assist to Madison Beavers with another layup. 20-13. Overton now up by 7 as Sweener is back into the ball game, and Mariah dishes it off to Dowell on the baseline. The jumper, Nichols, is up and in. Taylor hits a good-looking 10-footer from the right baseline. 20-15, Overton, as Pleasanton tries to play catch-up. A 3 in transition by Brown. No good. It hits the iron and then goes over the backboard. Hasn't had so much arch on the shot. And that's the first 3 that's been attempted here by Overton as they check in Paige Smith. So for Pleasanton, they've got Kara Dowell on the floor along with Nichols. Nichols needs some help in the backcourt. It's going to be stripped right underneath the hoop, and then she commits the foul. So the foul will be on Taylor Nichols, her second. And 2 free throws coming up for Kinsey Enochs, who made the steal. She's 0 of 2 at the line and has 2 points. On the floor right now, besides Enochs for Overton, is Callahan, Beavers, along with Paige Smith. And also in the game is Chelsea Brown, as the first free throw is up, and it is in. Second one coming up for Enochs. 21-15. And the second free throw for Enochs is on the way, and a sophomore drops it through. So Kinsey hits them both. She's got 4 points, and it is 22-15 in favor of Overton. At the other end, Zwiener takes a 15-foot jumper. Left elbow, no good. Rebound brought down by Beavers, her second. Overton up the floor. Lori Callahan avoids the last defender that comes flying by her, and Dowell holds it on the left wing. Skip pass right side to Smith. Paige can't get the shot, kicks it up to Enoch. Straight away, 17-footer is no good. Rebound comes down to Mariah Zwiener. She'll get it into the hands of Pace, and Pace will push it across the timeline. Left wing to Ahrens. Gets it into the corner to Dowell. Dowell not looking to shoot, gets it inside Zwiener. Zwiener spins towards the paint. One-hand jumper up and in. Mariah's got the height advantage. She uses it there for her first bucket to go along with a pair of free throws. 22-17. Pleasanton, though, just can't get any closer. Overton keeps getting a bucket that Pleasanton has to answer. And driving the baseline is going to be Brown. Gets underneath the hoop, kicks it out on the wing to Callahan, whose 7-footer is off the glass and in. So good balance right now by Overton. 2-4 points for just about everybody out there. Aaron's in the backcourt, calls the timeout just as the ball is being stolen away. Full-length timeout for Pleasanton. 2:35 to go here in the first half of play. It is Overton 24, Pleasanton 17. We'll be back with more high school hoops after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Of course, Pleasanton's going to be right back in action on Monday and Tuesday with their pre-holiday tournament. Pleasanton will take on Bertrand in the first round, while Arapahoe will play Litchfield. So they still got a lot of basketball here to play before Christmas. And it's their ball to start the play after the timeout, and they get tripped up and walk with the basketball. So nothing, didn't even get into their offensive set there after the timeout by Coach Brenda Pate. One win away from number 100 here at Pleasanton. She's hoping they can get a chance to do that tonight. But right now they trail, and the offensive putback here for Overton is Madison Beavers. And that gives her 8 points in the basketball game and the biggest lead now for Overton as they are up by 9. Pleasanton basketball in the front court. They'll get it between the circles to Ahrens. Ahrens just kind of dribble it in place. Lobs it down to Pates on the corner. Right baseline drive cut off there by Brown. Kicks it out to Ahrens. 3-pointer, no good. Rebound ripped down by the Eagles and Paige Smith. That's her 5th. Overton up into the front court. Kicks it to the left-hand corner. Back up top to Enochs at the free throw line. Bounce pass right side, gets to Smith against the man-to-man, dumps it inside, underneath the hoop, nothing they can do with it. The bounce pass is kicked out of bounds and off of Overton. That'll be their fifth turnover of the basketball game compared to 11 for Pleasanton. Listening to Classic Hits 98.9, Doug Duda with you here from Pleasanton. Athletic Director Ricky Westland. I want to say a big thank you to him and all the fine folks here for their hospitality and allowing us to bring you tonight's high school hoops as Wiener gets it inside, takes it at Beavers, and makes the tough shot. Mariah with her sixth point of the ball game, 26-19, quickly up to the other end. They try to dump it inside. Brown gives it off to Beavers, another layup. Madison now finding the crease in the Pleasanton defense and taking advantage of it. 1:10 to go before halftime, 28-19 Overton. Aarons drives baseline, got too far under, but the rebound is put back up and in by Mallory Pate. Everybody was going after Aarons, and nobody had a box out on Pate. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up here on Classic Hits. Checking in now for Pleasanton will be Alyssa Stubbs. 54 seconds to go here in the first half. Brown to throw it in for Overton. They get it into Enoch, dumps it down to the right-hand corner to Smith. Up top to Enoch for the 17-footer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Pate. Up the floor comes Pleasanton. Chance to get a little something going here if they can get a score. Pate stutter dribble, gets by one defender, but cut off on the baseline out to Kara Dowell. As Wiener, long three, comes up short, no good. Rebound, Aarons back up and in. Mickey Aarons sneaks in there. The 5-2 sophomore gets an offensive putback. And at the other end, the ball deflected out of bounds. 28-23 with 24 seconds to go here in the first half. Overton ball underneath their own hoop. Brown gets it in deep. Kick it back out on the left wing to Smith, and she scores. They got it to Beavers, but she was underneath the hoop behind the backboard. Had to find somebody to get it to, and did. 10 seconds to go. Over to Pates. Dribbles right side. Can't get to the baseline. Out to Dowell. High post Wiener knocked away. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Aarons just throws up a desperation 19-footer. It's no good, and we are at halftime. And at the half, it's the Overton Lady Eagles 30 and the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs 23. Coming up, we've got the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us?
One of the greatest joys this season is the opportunity to say thank you and wish producers and customers the very best this holiday season. The employees at CHS Agri-Service Center send best wishes for peace, joy, and happiness for the holiday season. Sincerely appreciating your business and looking forward to working with you in 2012, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At halftime of our girls' game, it is Overton 30 and Pleasanton 23. We'll take a look at the first half stats here in just a little bit. But we also want to remind you that coming up, we've got plenty of basketball tonight on our network of stations, including ESPN 1460 and 1550. We're in about 30 minutes. The Kearney High boys will be taking on Grand Island in Grand Island. The Bearcat boys are off to an unbeaten start, but we'll get a test tonight from the Islanders. Also at 7:45 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, you can hear the Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton boys battle at a top 10 matchup. And right now on 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central is hosting Ord. Any of the games on the radio are also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got more basketball coming your way on Monday night. We'll be down the road at Gibbon as the Buffaloes welcome in the Silver Lake Mustangs. Could be a little early start there. Girls at about 5:45 is what they've told us, and the boys will follow. Monday night basketball, there are a few Monday night games because of the Christmas holiday coming up, people don't want to play on the 22nd when they're already out of school. They want to play on the 19th instead. And some teams have a bunch of games to play next week, and some have very few. We told you about Pleasanton's pre-holiday tournament. They play Bertrand on Monday and then either Arapahoe or Litchfield on Tuesday. For Overton, they play tomorrow at home against Anselmo Myrna, and then they are done until their holiday tournament, which we will have for you again over at Ravenna. Overton will play Centura in the opening round, while Ravenna will play Loup City in the opening round. And that is coming up on the 28th and the 29th, both here on Classic Hits and on ESPN 1460. Not much going on in the world of sports tonight outside of this basketball game, as far as no college or NFL football, or not much going on in college men's basketball either. NBA, of course, hasn't started yet, but college football bowl season does get going tomorrow, and there's three games. We've got the first two for you on ESPN 1460 and 1550 at 1 o'clock. Wyoming plays Temple, and at 4:30, Ohio takes on Utah State. And then tomorrow night, we switch it over to the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys are at Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. Sunday, an NFL tripleheader on ESPN Radio includes Washington and the Giants, and then New England at Denver. And a good Sunday night game for you as well, as the Chargers take on the Ravens. Monday night, another good one. The Steelers will be at San Francisco. So a full weekend of sports. We got the cage fighting going on in Kearney tonight, the Flatwater Fracas wrestling, 30 teams going on at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island tonight and tomorrow. And also tomorrow, the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds at 7:30. So plenty to do. It's graduation day for most colleges, including UNK. So happy graduation. Congratulations to those that move on from their ventures in college to the real world, as they say, after today. 30-23 in favor of Overton. We'll come back, look at the first half stats after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our first half numbers. First of all, for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, Courtney Dowell, 2 points and 3 rebounds. Mallory Pates, 5 points and 3 rebounds. Mickey Ahrens has 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Alyssa Stubbs, 2 points and a rebound. Taylor Nichols, 2 points. Brennan Sievert, 2 points and 3 rebounds. And Mariah Zwiener has 6 points and 2 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter. Been to the line only one time, and Zwiener hit both of those back in the first quarter of play. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first quarter, and 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 7 in the first quarter, cut that down to 4 in the second quarter. Foul situation for Pleasanton. Courtney Dowell and Taylor Nichols each have 2. Pleasanton had just 6 points in the first quarter, but they poured in 17 in the second quarter. And at the half, the Bulldogs have 23 points, 14 rebounds. They are 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 11 turnovers for the Bulldogs. We'll come back and take a look at Overton's numbers right after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And that was with the B-Stace. Oh, hey, we're back. Hello, everybody. here at Pleasanton and the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for the Overton Lady Eagles. They've had six players score after Pleasanton had seven. Overton has Kinsey Enox with 4 points, a rebound, and two blocks. Lori Callahan has 4 points and four rebounds. Paige Smith, 6 points and a team-high five rebounds. Chelsea Brown, 4 points. Madison Beavers leads all scorers with 10 points and three rebounds. And Miranda Farley has one bucket for her 2 points. Seven rebounds in the first quarter, six of the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter and 2 of 2 in the second. Overton's only attempted 1 3-point bucket, which they missed in the second quarter. And turnovers, 3 in the first and 2 in the second quarter of play. Foul situation for Overton. Lori Callahan has 2. They only had 3 total called on them in the first half of play. 14 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. And at halftime, Overton has 30 points, 13 rebounds, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 5 turnovers. And at half, it is Overton 30 and Pleasanton 23. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality dependable trash hauling service, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And we'll be back with the second half right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Time now to get the second half underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, don't forget the boys' game is still to come. Pleasanton and Overton do battle there, both preseason state rated, but Pleasanton trying to battle through some early season injuries and are off to a 1-2 start. And for Overton, they're 2-1. Their loss came to always solid Loomis. And that will be coming up at approximately 8 o'clock, probably a little bit behind time there because we got such a late start here with the girls' game. But we will have the boys for you here on Classic Hits as well. Starting the third quarter, it will be Pleasanton basketball as they move from left to right. And Overton will move from right to left. And man-to-man defense here by Overton. We've seen man-to-man by both teams most of the ball game here. Into the right-hand corner with it is Dowell. Dowell swings it over to Ahrens. Ahrens on the drive, and she's going to be fouled. A little hand check there by the Eagles. And it's on Lori Callahan, and that is her third. And a lot of the offense goes through Callahan. They use her defensively, maybe the best player on the Overton team. As the inbounds pass comes backside to Ahrens and off the inbound, she'll put it off the window from 7 and score. And it's 30-25. The largest lead by Overton to the first half was 9 points. Up the floor they come. Enox swings it over to Callahan, who stays in the game with the 3 fouls. Back to Enox on the right wing. Kick the ball around the corner, over to Callahan. Fakes the 15-footer, drives by the defender, puts the runner up on the right baseline. No good. Zwiener had it taken away. Callahan, she throws it up. It won't go. Mallory Pates will bring down the rebound. Here comes Pleasanton, and they can make it a one-possession game with a bucket here. Ahrens dribbling out across the time or across the three-point line, gives it over to Dowell. She'll try a three. It won't go. Defensive rebound run down by Paige Smith. Smith up the floor, gets it to Enox. Pleasanton a little slow getting back, but Overton didn't really attack. Now on the baseline, wide open. Brown, but it's blocked from behind, falls into the hands of Paige Smith. And Smith will put it up and in for her 8 point and the first bucket of the second half for Overton, 32-25. I believe that was Mallory Pates that got a hand on it at the other end. Now Dowell has it, punched out of her hands, out of bounds by Kinsey Enox. Only 9 girls suited up for the Overton Lady Eagles. Pleasanton last year, they had 12 exact going out. This year, when Kelly Bauer gets back, they will have 13. Right now, though, they're trying to find a way to come back. Down to the baseline, gets covered, kicks it out. Zwiener, 13-footer up and in. We told you Mariah can shoot from the outside, and she proves it right there. She's got 8 points to lead the way for the Lady Dogs. 32-27 Overton. Callahan all alone, passes up the 3. Dumps it into the corner to Brown. Back up top, Enochs. Back over to Callahan. Lob it inside. Knocked away from the post player, Beavers. But they say coming over the back to do it is Mariah Zwiener. And that will be her first and the first foul of the half on Pleasanton. It will be Overton ball underneath their own hoop. They try to force it into Beavers. She tries to make one more pass. It's knocked out of the hands of Smith. And the ball will be grabbed there by Mariah Zwiener, and she's being hounded to the backcourt by Brown. Finally got rid of the ball, and into the front court come the Bulldogs. 2 minutes into the second half, 32-27 Overton. Crossover dribble here by the Bulldogs. Out for 3, and it is up and in. Brenna Sievert. Sievert missed a couple early, nails one there. It's a 2-point ball game. Timeout, Overton. 5:41 to go, third quarter of play, and Pleasanton has knocked it down to 2. 32-30, we'll be right back.
Today's farm tractor is the workhouse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhouse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville, a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Pleasanton High School. Once again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that graciously sponsor these broadcasts for the kids and the community. And out of the 32nd timeout, Overton will try and get a set play inside. They do get it to Brown. Turnaround jumper up and in. Her first bucket since the first quarter. 6 of the ball game, 34-30 Overton. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter of play. Pleasanton already 7 points in the quarter. Cut it to 2 after being down by as many as 9. Down low Zwiener. She's double-teamed. She's triple-teamed. Didn't see the triple coming in, and Paige Smith takes it away from her. The first Pleasanton turnover of the second half. Enochs running the floor. Gets it down to the low block to Beavers. Knocked away, but they are able to retain possession. On the other side, back to Brown. Turned around, jumper no good. Enochs is there for the rebound, and she'll score. Kinsey now with 6 points. That's one thing about Overton so far tonight. They are extremely balanced in scoring. Beavers has 10, 8 for Smith, 6 for Brown and Enochs. So they are very dangerous no matter who's out there can put the ball in the hoop. Enochs all over Dowell, and they're not calling a foul. Finally, Dowell gets free and just throws the shot up, and it's no good. Paige Smith will get her 7th rebound, but Dowell probably got fouled out there, and they didn't see it. To the high post, into the hands of Beavers. Free throw line. Now the left-hand corner, they'll go to Smith. Smith holding the ball in the wing. Now trying to lob it inside. Zwiener tips it away, and out of bounds it goes. Staying with Overton. Checking in now for the Bulldogs, Taylor Nichols. And checking out will be Mallory Pates. So I'll leave Ahrens to handle the ball with Dowell. High post, they drop it in to Beavers. She takes the quick jumper and hits the 13-footer. A dozen points now for Madison Beavers, and the lead is back out to 8, 38-30, 6 straight points here out of that timeout from Overton, and the Bulldogs with a basketball. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. And we've got a foul on the start of the drive there by Sievert. I'm not sure, though, it was on her if it was away from the ball. The foul will be on Paige Smith. That'll be her first and the team's second. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter of our girls' game, 38-30, Overton. They've scored 6 in a row to take the lead back out to 8. Up top, Ahrens, they set a screen for to take the 3, and she drains it. Nothing but net for Mickey Ahrens, her first 3, and she's got 9 points now. And it's 38-33 as Overton brings it into the front court. Dump it into the corner to Callahan. 15-footer, no good. Rebound comes out to Courtney Dowell. Dowell runs the floor. It's 2-on-2. Trying to get the shot away. She'll be fouled by Kinsey Enochs. First foul on Enox, and the first free throws of the ball game for Courtney Dowell. Courtney so far just one bucket on a steal and layup. That time she couldn't outrace the Overton defense. And the first free throw is up and in by Dowell. 38-34 Overton. Second free throw now on the way, and it sits on the rim and in. So Dowell hits them both. 38-35, five straight for the Bulldogs. Two free throws and a three, and back into the ball game, Alyssa Stubbs. Stubbs, Sievert, Zwiener, Nichols, and Dowell are the five on the floor for Pleasanton. Enox gets it into the paint to Brown. Left-handed jumper won't go. Hit the heel, kicked out. Nobody grabs the rebound. And they'll give the ball back to Overton after it was patty-caked around there quite a bit. Returning to the lineup is Mallory Pates, and checking out will be Sievert for Pleasanton. Pleasanton, fourth game of the year for both teams. Pleasanton looking for their first win. Overton's 2-1. At the free throw line, the jumper by Smith rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out of there by Enoch. It's loose on the floor, and it's going to be saved by Courtney Dowell. Her fifth rebound, and then a foul in the backcourt on the Overton Eagles, it looks like. It's going to go on Enoch. Her second, fourth team foul on Overton. Overton putting some full court pressure back on, zone variety. They changed it up a little bit. I'm not sure that everybody was on the same page, actually. And across the timeline, here comes Pates. Picture dribbled up. She's trapped. Needs some help. Will they call timeout? No, it's just going to be a jump ball. Nobody came over to help out. And the arrow points the way of Overton. So Pleasanton turns it over for the second time. But Pates stopped right on the sideline. Good trap. Good defense by Overton. And she had nowhere to go with it. So Mickey Aaron's now going to come back in. And Overton will throw the ball into the backcourt uncontested. Lori Callahan gets it to Enox. 38-35, Overton trying to stay in here. The Pleasanton Bulldogs, and they try to lob it down to Brown. It's overshot, but then cannot be handled by Pleasanton and rolls off of Aaron's hands. And Overton will get yet another shot at an inbound. They've hit three or four of these, a couple of them are layups. Out to Callahan for the three. Partially blocked, Mickey Aaron's got out there and knocked it down short. And coming up the floor with it will be Taylor Nichols. Gives it to Dowell. Dowell drives back up top. Zwiener to Aaron's, backed out between the circles. Overton trying to match up. Zwiener inside the free throw line. Jumper no good. Aaron's tries to save it in. Does, but into a blue jersey in Kenzie Enox. And up the floor comes Callahan. Hits the trailer. Enox left wing. They'll get it down low. Brown back out. Smith. Good ball movement. Enox 4-3. Too strong. Long rebound comes out to Callahan. Over to Brown. Her jumper is on the way. No good. Headed out of bounds. And a little fan would have got wiped out if this had been a boys' game. The girls saw him and kind of pulled up. The ball goes out of bounds. Because Aaron's and Enox were heading after it. And a little guy looks like he's about 6 or 7 years old, just about got rolled. It'll stay with Overton. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, and a three-point Eagles lead. 38-35, bounce pass right wing. Callahan on the low block, though, get it into the hands of Brown, and a turnaround jumper off the window is in. They have found a play that is working, and they are hitting it more often than not. Bulldog basketball, as Dowell brings it in. Three-pointer receiver, it's going to be deep. And returning the basketball up the floor for Overton will be Madison Beavers. Long outlet Callahan. Nobody picks her up, and she's going to be fouled as she gets to the hoop. Pleasanton looks a little tired. We're going to see some substitutions, it looks like, for Coach Pates. Foul called on Taylor Nichols. That will be her third. So she has three for Pleasanton. Callahan has three for Overton. 1:34 to go here in quarter number three. At the line, shooting two will be Lori Callahan. She's 2 of 2, has 4 points. And the first free throw is right through there. Checking in, 22, Mallory Pates. 32, Alyssa Stubbs for the Bulldogs. 41-35, Overton. Pleasanton gets close. Then Overton goes on a little run. Pleasanton tries to catch him again, but they've never caught up. Second free throw up and in for Callahan. 42-35, Overton, a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Pace across the timeline, and they're going to get Overton on a reach-in foul. They trapped her up front, and in on the grab that time is going to be Chelsea Brown. Her second. Pleasanton wasn't doing it early, but they are now. They've got to stop crossing midcourt and then stopping with a basketball or getting on the sideline and stopping just because there's an Overton defender there. It's not like you're being blanketed. Got to have some confidence to keep that dribble. And right now, Ahrens tries to get it to Siebert. The ball is knocked away, and Pleasanton turns it over. They've been pretty good about handling the ball here in the third quarter till the last couple of minutes. Pass break the other way. Get it down to the low block to Brown. Tries to force it into the paint to Beavers, and it's kicked out of bounds by Pleasanton. 42-35, Overton to throw in underneath their own hoop. Everybody at the free throw line. Beavers is wide open and hits the seven-footer. Madison Beavers, taller than everybody else on the floor, and utilizes it to take the lead back out to nine. As we've seen a 6-0 run again by Overton. Stubbs on the right wing. Back up top, Dowell. Playing catch on the right wing there. Calling for the ball inside. Going to be Sievert. Over the back that time was Beavers, and she got away with it. They'll knock the ball away to the other end. The layup by Beavers is no good, but she will be fouled and will go to the line for the first time tonight to shoot two. The foul's on Mallory Pates, her first, team's third. And at the line to shoot two will be Madison Beavers. She's got a chance to give Overton their first double-digit lead of the evening. And the free throw is good, 10-point lead. And 15 points for Beavers, 45-35, seven straight here for Overton. And the second free throw now for Beavers is up, and it rattles out no good. Offensive rebound, Callahan snuck in there and scored. Lori with her eighth point of the basketball game, 47-35, and now at the other end, we're going to get another tie-up. The arrow this time does point the way of Pleasanton, so they will maintain possession with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. But the Bulldogs saw that lead shrink to three, and now it's back up to 10 and 12, actually, after that offensive putback on the missed free throw. Into Brenna Sievert. Kicks it into the hands of Mickey Ahrens. Zone defense by Overton, maybe giving them a little trouble here. Ahrens gets it out top to Stubbs. Stubbs drives, and as she drives to the hoop, she's going to be shoved. And no shot. The ball just deflected out of her hands. They'll take it out underneath. Foul is on Chelsea Brown, her third. Sixth team foul, though, for Overton here in the half. And to throw it in underneath will be Mallory Pates. Pates holding. Needs to get it in, and finally just throws it up there, and Dowell goes and gets it at the free throw line. Off the dribble, gets in the paint and scores. Courtney with her second bucket, 6 points, and it's 47-37, 16 seconds to go here, third quarter. Overton gets it down low. Beavers kicks it back out on the wing. Skip pass to the free throw line. Enoch's jumper is good. Kinsey hits it with 6 seconds to go. Can Pleasanton get a shot away? Dowell doesn't know. From half court, she casts it away, and it is short. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. And Overton continues to score 19 more here in quarter number three. After three, Overton 49, Pleasanton 37 on Classic Hits.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Welcome back to Pleasanton, where the Overton Lady Eagles will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. And they have their largest lead of the night, a dozen points, 49-37. They outscored Pleasanton 19-14 in the quarter. As they drive and put the shot up, Callahan no good. Wrestles it away from three Pleasanton players. Missed the putback. And it'll be Courtney Dowell to grab her sixth rebound. That was the eighth for Callahan. And Pleasanton now tries to find a way to get something going here in quarter number four. get a good start, get back in the game, but immediately it's going to be stolen away. Callahan steps in front, makes the long outlet pass, and Overton has it stolen away by Ahrens. That's the first turnover of the half by the Lady Eagles. Three-pointer Dowell, right-hand corner, just a tad strong, and the rebound run down by Madison Beavers. 3 of 12 now from beyond the arc for Pleasanton, 0 of 3 for Overton. Here's Callahan, right wing, thought about the three, handled a face there by Dowell. Throws over the top of the defense to Brown on the left side, and she'll be fouled by Mallory Pates, who got there a little late. Second foul on Pates. For Overton, Madison Beavers, 15 points, four different players with 8 points in Enox, Callahan, Smith, and Brown. So the starters have all but two of the points, and Farley got that back in the first half. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good by Chelsea Brown. She now has 9 points for Pleasanton. They have a leading score of Mickey Ahrens with 9, 8 for Mariah Zwiener. And then after that, a few kids with 5 and 6 points. Pleasanton's going to take a quick timeout here with 7:05 to go in the ball game. We'll just keep it here. It's 50-37. Overton will have their second free throw coming up. The boys' game will follow. We've got more basketball on Monday. Tomorrow, Tri-City Storm Hockey here on Classic Hits as they skate at Sioux City. Pre-game at 6:45. Face-off set for 7:05 tomorrow night here on Classic Hits 98.9. Then Monday basketball, Silver Lake at Gibbon. Our first chance to see both of those schools here this winter. We've seen a lot of good basketball and competitive basketball in December so far. We've also seen a couple of teams maybe that have been down for a while play well. The Amherst boys are off to a great start. And they're a fun team to watch. So it could be a team in the conference on the boys' side that could be sneaking around. And, of course, Minden, we saw them last night. Really good. Kearney Catholic looks good as well. Ravenna obviously looks good. Free throw is missed. Callahan ran down the rebound, but then dribbled off her leg and out of bounds. So the ball will come back over to Pleasanton anyway, but they find themselves down 50-37. I think both teams, both coaches, have to be overall pleased with the way their teams have played. Overton switching to this zone has kind of hurt Pleasanton. They have not been able to score as often and as much as they did in the second quarter. And they'll try a three here. Sievert, that's how you beat the zone, but it hits the front of the iron. No good. Ball deflected out of bounds off of Beavers. And so Pleasanton will get another opportunity. Just about everybody on the floor for Pleasanton will attempt the three. Even Zwiener, the 5'10 junior. But they've only made three. Pates, Ahrens, and Sievert have each hit one. Pleasanton tries to spread the floor a little bit more here, maybe create some gaps inside that zone as Aaron drives, cut off of the double team. They'll quickly reverse it over to Dowell. Back over to Ahrens, into the right-hand corner. They go to Pates. Great defense here by Overton. Finally inside Zwiener, and Zwiener will be fouled. They just overly collapse on her every time she gets the ball, and Enox got her on the arm. That'll be her third, but more importantly, that's the seventh team foul. And a one-on-one coming up for Mariah Zwiener. She hit a pair way back in the first quarter. She's got 8 points, three boards here in the game. 1-1 now coming up for Pleasanton with 6:20 to go in the contest. The free throw is too strong, and the rebound is grabbed by Lori Callahan. I've got her for 10 boards. Outlet pass to Smith, in with a left hand, and a foul on Zwiener. Zwiener blocked the shot, but she put her hand on her waist to gain leverage. And that's where the foul was called. That'll be the second on Mariah. And Paige Smith will shoot two, her first trip to the charity line. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. I'll give you all the final stats of our girls' game, and then onward to the boys' game. Free throw is up and too strong by Smith. And the second free throw coming up. Is on the way, and Smith gets the second one. So 1-2 for Page, 9 points in the ball game, and it's 51-37 in favor of Overton, now up by 14. This game was 38-35, and Pleasanton turns it over for the 17th time. But since that 38-35, it's a 13-2 run by Overton to try and put this one away. Jumper from the left wing, Smith, no good from 13. Rebound brought down by Mickey Ahrens. her third, trying to shake the double team, goes behind the back, and they're still there. Kicks it over to Dow, free throw line sweener, and she's fouled. And Mariah's going right back to the free throw line, but this time to shoot two. 2 of 3 at the line, 8 points for Zwiener. And the foul is called on Enox again, and she now has 4. And all of them here in the second half. Zwiener now to shoot 2 free throws. The first one is on the way and no good. Into the ball game for Overton will be Miranda Farley for Enox. And for Pleasanton, it will be Alyssa Stubbs in for Mickey Aaron. 5:41 to go here. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Litchfield, Ansley, and the second free throw is up and in by Zwiener. First point of the fourth quarter for Pleasanton, and Overton wastes no time getting it down low. The pass to Beaver is up and in, and she's got 17. 53-38 Overton. And another timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton. They will have one remaining. Full-length timeout, 5:24 to go in the game. It is Overton 53 and Pleasanton 38. We'll be right back.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug Doodle, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back with you here at Pleasanton High School with 5:24 remaining in our game. It is 53-38. Overton girls have the lead here over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Pleasanton out of the timeout, gets it to Dowell on the right side, open three, takes it, and it comes up short. Hits the front of the iron to the side of the iron. It was short, and the rebound comes out to Paige Smith. She's being harassed in the backcourt. The steal is made by Dowell, and the foul is called on Paige Smith. So Dowell now will go to the line to shoot some free throws. Will they call it a one and one or two? They're going to say two for Dowell. Or Pates, excuse me. No, Dowell. It is Courtney. She is 2 of 2 at the line and has 6 points. The first free throw is good. As we said, Overton has one game left before the holiday tournament, and that's tomorrow night at home against Anselmo Myrna. And Pleasanton, they go to Wilcox-Hildreth tomorrow and have home games Monday and Tuesday in their pre-holiday tournament. Dowell hits them both, 53-40 at the other end. Wide open with Smith, missed a shot, and then Zwiener probably shoved her to get the rebound, but didn't grab it. It went out of bounds, and it will stay with Overton. Again, the Pleasanton boys and girls will play Bertrand on Monday night while Arapahoe plays Litchfield. And then champion and consolation games Tuesday. Inbounds pass. They get it right underneath the hoop again, and Callahan is fouled. Somehow they find a way to shove it in there, even though there's about 6 or 7 girls packed in the paint. And the foul is going to be called on Alyssa Stubbs. That'll be her first. And 2 free throws coming up for Callahan. The first one is on the way, and it is crawling over the front of the rim and in. 54-40. Still 5 minutes to go, but Overton not finding a way to slow down. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. And that'll make it 55-40. Bulldogs with the basketball. Swing it left side to Taylor Nichols. Nichols to the baseline, and the ball knocked away by Madison Beavers, and it'll be up the floor for Overton. Tries to hit the trailer, Farley. Farley throws it up, no good. A tie-up on the rebound between Callahan and Stubbs. And the arrow points the way of Pleasanton. So their ball with 4:40 left to go in our basketball game. Waiting for the substitutions to get into the contest and get everybody set. And now we're ready to go. Up the floor with it will be Mallory Pates. Kicks it into the left-hand corner. Rotates it inside. It's tipped and taken away. And Pleasanton now four turnovers in the quarter. And another foul. They can't catch up to Callahan, who gets tripped up and hits the floor. But she's pretty tough, and she'll be up and ready to go to the line because both teams are in the bonus. And they're going to call the foul on Pates. That'll be her third. And the one-on-one here for Lori Callahan. She's got 10 points, and I've got her for 11 rebounds. Takes her time with the line, and the first one is on the way, and it's no good. I guess they called it a shooting foul. Checking in for Pleasanton will be Kara Dowell, and back in Mickey Ahrens. 4:25 remains in our girls' varsity game. And Overton about ready to put this one away. Second free throw for Callahan. That last miss was her first one, and she hits this one, so she is 7 of 8 at the line. 11 points, 11 boards, 56-40. A 16-point lead here for the Lady Eagles. As the ball comes up the floor to Ahrens on the right wing. Baseline, they go to Dowell. She'll take the 12-footer and hit it. Courtney now with 10 points in the basketball game, 8 in the second half. That's the first field goal of the fourth quarter for Pleasanton. Comes at the 4:15 mark, and it's 56-42. Overton has the lead. 4 minutes to go. Went for the steal. Dowell couldn't get it, and Brown will take the jumper and hit it. Chelsea Brown with 11 points. And Overton really shooting the ball well, especially tonight, and they're doing a good job in the second half. Sweener from the free throw line will answer right back. You know, it doesn't matter if it was Mariah or her sisters or even the brothers. They all could hit that free throw line jumper. They're all tall, and Mariah's actually the shortest of them all, but they all can hit that free throw line jumper. 58-44, 3.5 to go in the ball game. Back up top it goes to Callahan. Bounce pass inside to Brown, and Ahrens is going to be called for her second foul. And Chelsea Brown will go to the line where she is 1 of 2 with 11 points. Don't forget at the end of our game, the Misco Sports post-game show. Run down all the final stats for you quickly and then get you ready for the boys' game as a free throw by Brown is up and in. Makes it 59-44. Second free throw for Brown. And it's on the way, and it's good. So Brown hits them both, and very few misses here in the second half for Overton. They've got 60 points on the board, and that will be a season high. Three games already this year, three of the first four, they're over 50. Lob it down to Zwiener, but she is double-teamed the steal by Paige Smith, and then they try to get it back, but Callahan gets it up the floor, gives it to Farley. Farley attacks. She'll be fouled. The shot is too strong. And two free throws coming up for Miranda Farley. She's the only non-starter, but remember there's only 9 girls. I think she's the only non-starter that's played. She has 2 points, makes her first trip to the line. The foul was on Taylor Nichols, and that's her fourth. And the first free throw by the lefty is up and in. A lot of free throws here in the fourth quarter for both teams, but more for Overton. This will be the 12th free throw of the quarter, and we've only played 5 minutes. 3:03 to go. And Farley with her second free throw on the way, and it's in. 4 points for Farley, 62-44. Pleasanton, remember, was 38-35 in the second half, and since then, they just haven't been able to keep up with Overton shooting, and they're going to call their final timeout. 2:58 to go in our basketball game. It is Overton 62, Pleasanton 44. We'll be right back.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Just under 3 minutes remaining in our basketball game, and Pleasanton takes a quick shot out of the timeout. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Farley. Up the floor they come. Back to Farley at the free throw line. Takes the jumper. No good. Into the ball game is Addie Fisher, and as she goes for the rebound, she's over the back of Mickey Ahrens, and will be called for the foul. See if anybody else snuck into the game there during that timeout. I don't believe so. Not for Overton. The five on the floor for Pleasanton are Courtney Dowell, along with Kara Dowell, Mallory Pates, Mickey Ahrens, and Sweener. And at the line to shoot two, we're in the double bonus is Ahrens, and the first one is good. First free throw of the night for Mickey. 10 points now in the game for the sophomore guard. 62-45. And the second free throw is up, and it is good. So Ahrens hits them both. She's got 11 points, 62-46. Fast break the other way. They get it up to Beavers. She decides not to try and take it at Zwiener. And they'll kick it back out. Overton maybe trying to run a little clock here against the Pleasanton man-to-man, leading it by 16 and 2.5 to go. Beavers, though, gets it to the cutter. Callahan, and she walked with a mat. Oh, no, a foul called. Callahan forcing it through the double team, but they will call the foul. And it's going to go on Mallory Pates, her fourth. Both teams are in the double bonus. And Callahan back to the line. Been there quite a bit tonight. And the first free throw on this trip is short. Now 7 of 9 at the line. 11 points, 11 rebounds for Callahan. And back into the ball game, Brenna Sievert for Pleasanton. 2:26 to go. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Callahan gets one of two, 63-46. Eagles going to go to 3-1 on the season. Pleasanton played pretty well today, but they're going to go to 0-4 as the jumper by Ahrens is coming off the front of the rim from 10 feet, no good. And Farley tracks down another rebound. Up the floor, long pass. They get it to Beavers. Beavers got by one person, and another foul called. We'll send her to the line to shoot two more. And the foul will be on Mariah Zwiener, her third. Farley doing a good job getting that outlet pass down the floor, and Beavers will go to the line for the second time. She's one of two, has a game-high 17 points, make it 18, as the first free throw is good. And Overton looking pretty solid here tonight, even though Pleasanton battled him for 2.5 quarters. Second free throw is up, and that's too strong. Rebound, there's Callahan again, but missed the putback this time. And it'll be Courtney Dowell with her seventh rebound. Up the floor she comes on the right side. Stops at the wing, shoots the three. It's going to be a little short. Rebound pulled down by Addie Fisher. Gives it off to Callahan. She'll push the ball up the floor. Trying to break a little pressure. The ball tips Zwiener, goes right to Fisher. Back to Beavers, lays it up and in. 20 points for Madison Beavers. And it's 66-46. Ahrens with it at the top of the circle. Off the screen. Takes the 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound by Zwiener. No good. I think Pleasanton's just tired right now. Callahan gets yet another rebound. Underneath the Beavers. They don't get back. The layup is good. And that'll make it 68-46. And we get ready to clear the benches here. And for Overton, that means he's bringing in two more players. Siever casts up a three and hits it. Brenna Hearn's second three-pointer of the ball game, and that'll finally get Pleasanton to move their side of the scoreboard, 68-49. And now a minute left in the game. Overton, chance to get to 70 here. Played a little keep away. Let's see if Coach Plutka calls timeout to get the kids in the game here. As Overton just playing keep away, and a travel will be called on Overton. And here comes the host of kids. A couple of new faces for Pleasanton in Kayla Fisher and Breanne Zimmer. For Overton, they do get Alex Carlson into the game and Diana Arp. And Bulldog basketball up the floor with it will be Hannah Wick. Kicks it over on the left wing to Stubbs, 40 seconds to go. Up top to Wick again. Gets it to the high post to Zimmer. Swings it right side, trying to get it to Kayla Fisher. It's tipped and taken away. Here comes Overton. Callahan stays in there. And she's fouled, so she gets more chances at the free throw line with 27 seconds remaining. And you are listening to High School Hoops out of the Fort Kearney Conference here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Good, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, just about finished up here with our girls' game as Callahan puts it up and in. 69-49. And into the ball game for Pleasanton, Kristen Tolles, another freshman. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is short. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs, and coming out of there with it is going to be Hannah Wick. Hannah will bring the ball up the floor, get it to Kara Dowell, swings it over to the left side to Fisher. And a walk going to be called here on Pleasanton. A little shuffling of the feet. Back in for Overton is going to be Miranda Farley. Don't forget, the Misco Sports postgame show is next as the ball comes into Addie Fisher. And she hopefully will be able to just dribble out the clock here for Overton, although there's some pressure on her. She'll get it across the timeline. Bounce pass into the paint. And the shot knocked out of the hands there of Alex Carlson. And the time will run out, and this basketball game is over. And the Overton Lady Eagles improve to 3-1. Overton will defeat Pleasanton 69-49, and both teams are in action again tomorrow. We'll tell you all about it and give you the final stats on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
And welcome back to high school basketball here from Pleasanton. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Got a chance to stop down there today. Great selection of Husker sweatshirts. Got some Danny Woodhead jerseys. They've got a great selection of shoes as always. Basketball, football, soccer ball, gym bags, Husker gear, Loper gear, whatever you need, they've got it for you at Misco Sports. 69-49, Overton, the winner over Pleasanton. Let's take a look now at the final numbers. First off, the Lady Dogs, 7 players get in the scoring column tonight. Courtney Dowell, 10 points and a team-high 7 rebounds. Mallory Pates, 5 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Mickey Ahrens led the Dogs with 11 points. In fact, 2 players had 11 points tonight, 4 rebounds and 3 blocks. Alyssa Stubbs, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Hannah Wick had a rebound. Taylor Nichols had a bucket for 2 points. Brennan Sievert, 8 points, 3 rebounds. And Mariah Zwiener, 11 points and 3 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 7 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 11 more in the second half of play. Pleasanton had 23 points in the first half and scored 26 in the second half of play. And the Lady Dogs will finish with 49 points, 24 rebounds, 9 out of 11 at the free throw line, 4 of 16 from three-point land, 4 block shots and 22 turnovers. Pleasanton played well, looked good. I mean, let's just face it. They've got a long way to go, and they continue to develop. They do drop to 0-4, but Wilcox-Hildreth has yet to win a ball game, and they will play at Wilcox-Hildreth tomorrow night, and then the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament on Monday. As we said, they will play Bertrand in the opening round and then either Arapahoe or Litchfield on Tuesday. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Overton right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Overton Lady Eagles. They had six different players score, three in double figures. Addie Fisher didn't score, but she did pull down a rebound there in the fourth quarter. Kinsey Enoch, 8 points and two rebounds. Lori Callahan, she had 13 points in the basketball game, and nine of those were from the free throw line. She also had a game-high 13 rebounds. Paige Smith had 9 points and eight rebounds. Chelsea Brown had 13 points in the basketball game. Madison Beavers had 22 game-high points, five rebounds and a block. And Miranda Farley ends up with 4 points and two rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting 4 of 6 in the first half, 15 of 24 in the second half. Overton attempted 20 free throws in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half and 4 in the second half. Overton shot the ball very well tonight, 30 points in the first half and 39 in the second half. And the Lady Eagles finished with 69 points, 32 rebounds, 19 out of 30 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 3 block shots and 9 turnovers. And Overton will improve to 3-1 on the season with a 69-49 win over Pleasanton. They'll host Anselmo Myrna, who has yet to win a game, tomorrow night before heading into the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. We will have those games on ESPN 1460 and here on Classic Hits. Overton will play Centura in the opening round while Loup City plays Ravenna. We're about 20 minutes away from the tip of our boys' game just before 8:30, as Overton and Pleasanton both ranked in the preseason, but both have already tasted defeat. We'll see how they play here this evening when we get back with you in about 15 minutes. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Doesn't matter who's on your wish list, they can take care of you at Misco Sports. Right now on ESPN 1460, the Kearney Bearcats lead Grand Island 23-11 after one quarter of play on ESPN 1460. We'll be back with more coming up in about 15 minutes here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.